You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We're having a great show. In the first half of the show, we're talking about helping kids get jobs in Miami-Dade County during the summer. We've got Donovan Lee Sin. He is the Director of Public Policy and Community Engagement at the Children's Trust. And we've got Soleil Gonzalez. She's with the South Florida Educational Federal Credit Union. Soleil's hired some of these young people. And Donovan, it's your job to make sure that they come across and get the job done. So tell me, how do you select the young people to participate in the program?
Well, they, like everything else in life, they have to apply. They have to put forth the effort that they want a job, and then we'll help to get them there. And some folks might say, well, does it work, and will my intern stick it out? And I can tell you, we can brag and boast about a 97% completion rate in terms of the kids staying the entire 5 to 6 weeks, working 30 hours a week, and getting the job done.
Wow, you know, and that's really important. Everybody talks about how hard it is to get into the college that you want to get into today. Donovan, how does this internship help your young people get into college?
Well, it provides, the kids not only get paid, but they also get high school credit. If they're dual enrolled, they get college credit.
Wow, awesome. And you're talking financial services, construction, education, across the board, huh?
You name it. If you have an industry, we can fill the job.
Now, Soleil, let's say that my son or daughter gets selected. Somehow they get matched up with you at the South Florida Educational Federal Credit Union. What would they be doing this summer?
Well, a lot of it is going to be dependent on what they're into, what their career goals are. If I have a student that is certified in Photoshop and is interested in a career in marketing but has no idea what marketing is all about, guess what? I'll place them in marketing. We also have in-house legal. And believe it or not,
really?
Yes, we do. And we have students that we have placed in our legal department that has learned a whole lot about the legal industry, has gone to court with our general counsel, and has been an overall great experience.
Yeah, well, I remember that in high school, I was what they called a court observer. I worked for a lady maybe you heard of, Catherine Rundle.
Wow.
That's right. So the point is that the Miami-Dade public school system for many, many years has given really good real life experience. You know, people give a knock on the educational system down here, but I had a real good experience. I think that life is what you make of it, Donovan, and those are the people you're looking for.
Exactly the people we're looking for. And matter of fact, our businesses, when we survey them at the end of each year, we have a 98% rating from our employers. In fact, we are employers ourselves at the Children's Trust. We employ 6 interns every year.
You know, it's really exciting to know that there's a project like this that goes on every year. Now, how do you allocate the students? Do they spread them out around the country, give them different areas of the country, county to work in? See, I was giving myself a promotion geographically.
So it is, the program is countywide.
It's okay.
So from Florida City to Carroll City and all parts in between.
Well, that is from the south to the way north.
And it really is based on the employers who signed up for the program and where they're located, and as well as where the kids want to work. And so we're looking for employers to fill the gap from Florida City to Carroll City.
You know, now there's all kinds of jobs that people can get today that pay good money. They don't just have to be college jobs. So do you have some jobs that focus on the more vocational aspects, where in today's world you don't really have to go to college, I don't think, anymore? Are you starting to see that?
There are a number of jobs, especially in the technology industry, where you're talking about kids learning some of the fields around app building, website work. Social media is a big industry in itself, just social media promotion. There's some in the robotics field, some in the programming field, where you need a certificate, not necessarily a degree.
You know, I just went to this event at Marlins Park where they talked about esports, which is people playing video games for money and making millions of dollars. Those people didn't go to, well, actually, you can go to college on a scholarship with that now. Oh boy, Soleil's nodding her head. So Soleil, tell me about your favorite qualities in an intern. Somebody wants to come, they want to intern with you. We're going to make them listen to this.
One of the most interesting qualities is innovation. A lot of the students come with fresh ideas of how to do things, how to be more efficient sometimes. And we take that for granted because they're young, you know, they're young high school students, but they're actually very creative and they come to work, they're dedicated, and they're willing to bring fresh new ideas to what we currently are doing.
I'll tell you a secret. I have Larry Zinn on all the time, the guy that owns Warren Henry's, one of the top entrepreneurs in town. The kid's a genius. Guy's a genius. And he won't hire somebody that worked at another auto dealer. He wants to teach them their way. He wants them to bring their innovative ideas to their team. And a lot of times people come with, I'll say it this way, bad habits from the wrong place. So it's really important to teach people good habits too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sometimes the current employees learn just as much from the high school students as the high school students learn from the employees. And that's an incredible journey to see.
Yeah, I think it is. You got any kids that like the radio business? Maybe we could use one over here. Wanda,
yeah,
what do you
think?
Yeah,
we could use an intern.
Okay, see
you
that?
Like
I just
teach
got
some people things.
Oh, there you go. See that?
Sign up, miami.getmyinterns.org.
There you go. There you go. Wanda, you write that down and you send that to Jim.
Done.
Thank you. All right, you see that? We're working. If we just don't talk the talk around here.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
Now, Donovan, so now you know that you might have a slot coming up on radio. How do you go about, do you market that? Do they come in on a list or something? How does that work?
They come in on a list, and both the employer identifies the position they want to hire for, and each of the interns will identify the industries that they're interested in. And so the website, the Get My Interns website, helps to make that match. So the folks that you interview already have an interest in working at your location within your industry and in the particular job that you're advertising.
I'm so proud that it even got through to me, that I came up with it and said, Bonnie, because we're sitting here, we're talking about it the whole time, but we hadn't talked about that yet. So it's really important. Donovan, I fell down this time, so we're going to give the how they get it get to you one more time, and then we're going to do it at the end of the segment too. But phone numbers and the website again.
Sure. The phone number is 305-693-3005. And the website is miami.getmyinterns.org.
Somebody smart came up with that one. Now, I can't stop Soleil from smiling. So Soleil, people tune in, you know, they don't stay the whole time. So you've had experience with these interns. Has it been positive? And how long have you guys been involved in this program?
Nothing short of positive. And over 10 years, like I said. And I think one of the main reasons is also the financial literacy component of this project.
Oh, talk to me about that.
Every student that's involved, every student that participates, receives a savings account. And for a lot of our students, it's their first savings account, which is incredible for us as a credit union to be able to provide.
How beautiful. How beautiful.
I want to be an intern.
Well, you sort of are. You're sort of our intern.
I kind of am an intern.
You sort of are an intern. You're an intern in the podcast universe. How about that?
Would you like some coffee?
No, I don't get coffee. I get my own coffee. The interns only do real stuff when they're involved.
That's
with me.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up. We've only got about, call it 3 or 4 minutes left. Donovan, again, let's talk about this. Who is sponsored by this? Where is this housed? Who is the Children's Trust?
So the Children's Trust, if you're in Miami-Dade County resident, your own property in Miami-Dade County, part of your property taxes go to support the Children's Trust. We are a designated fund to support children and families in your county.
So you're part of the tax bill? I see a little .00000 to Children's Trust?
Correct.
Well, I'm proud to pay that money.
And we're working in partnership with Miami-Dade County Public Schools, of course, Career Source South Florida, Miami-Dade County Government, as well as J.P. Morgan Chase and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Got anybody on the team you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I got to thank our board and our president and CEO, Jim Hodge, because this is part of their initiative and their passion to want to figure out how do we not only groom the next level of professionals in this county, but how do we also provide an economic boost for families?
I think it's absolutely one of the most beautiful things I ever heard of. When I heard about you guys, there was no way I wasn't going to have you on my show. We're going to come back to you in a couple seconds, but I want to give Soleil Gonzalez one chance. Soleil, this is our last time we're going to talk about this. What's the most important thing you want to get across? You got all kinds of notes there, so go.
I do. And I guess the one thing that's important for us being here on the radio is it's so important that more businesses join our efforts.
We just did.
It's extremely important because the more businesses that join our efforts, the more students that we can service, the more students that we can provide this educational experience and opportunity to.
And the better community we will all be living in.
Absolutely.
We're all pulling together on this one. Okay, so Donovan, it's up to you to bring it home. What is the main points you want to leave us with? And you've got a couple minutes, so go for it.
So what's important is the interns come paid, they come insured, they are eager. And the other factor is that they're absolutely fantastic. Many of our employers end up hiring these students throughout the school year, at least part-time.
Mm-hmm. I'm glowing. This is just the most, this is just terrific. Wanda, what are you thinking back there?
You are glowing.
I thank you so much. Sure. Now people can see on the radio. So Donovan, I want to give it one last shot. How do people get to you? How do students get to you? How do parents get their kids to you? And most of all, how do the entrepreneurial young people that are listening right now get involved with your program?
We do that all at one place, miami.getmyinterns.org. If you want to talk to someone that will help you facilitate the process, you dial 305-693-3005.
This was absolutely a very heartwarming event. I hope you're going to make this every year. We're going to do this in late April next time. I want you to come. You guys were terrific. I want to thank Lisa for putting all this together.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. It is my proudest moment to help the young people in our community. I was once one of those people too, believe it or not. Wanda, thank you so much for participating and helping us get the word out. Again, Donovan, if people want to get involved, where does your community come together?
That's right. Miami.getmyinterns.org or dial 305-693-3005.
Donovan Lee Sin, the man who's given out all the good energy and all the good stuff. And Soleil Gonzalez, my goodness, shaping the future leaders in banking. High five to the both of you. Thank you so much. Hey, got you, didn't I? You got me. You knew it was coming. She knew it was coming.